Welcome back. We are up to Perek Daled, Mishnah Ches, Chapter 4, Mishnah 8 of Maseches Pesachim. The Mishnah talks about six different things that happened with the Jews of Yericho that the Chachamim were not such fans of, and this is what the Mishnah says. Shisha Devarim Asu Anshe Yericho. The residents of the city of Yericho did six things that the Chachamim did not like. Al Shlosha Michu Biyadam. Three of these things the Chachamim said, no, absolutely not, you can't do it. They protested against them. And three of them, they didn't protest against them, seemingly because they weren't as bad. These are the things that they did not protest against. They would graft date palms the entire day of Erev Pesach, even after Chatzos, when you shouldn't be doing work. They would link the first two psukim of the Shema. They would say the Shema Yisrael together with Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuso. They would say them. They would say Shema Yisrael Shema Kino Shema Chad, and then go straight into V'yahavta Eis without saying Baruch Shem Kavod in between the two of them. The coats were in V'godshin Lefnei HaOmer, and they would reap the new crop of grain and stack it before the Omer offering was brought on the 16th of Nisan, even though the rabbis had prohibited this out of a concern that a person might come to eat from the new crop, which is an Isser de Oraisa. Nonetheless, they would do this thing. Lo Michu Biadam. But nonetheless, even though they did these things, the Chachamim did not protest against them. And these things they did protest against them for, the three things. They permitted using the new growths of trees that belonged to the Hekdish, to the temple treasury, because they held that the prohibition of Me'ilah applies to the tree, but not the later growths. But the Chachamim say, no, that is not true. And they may not be prohibited midaraisa, but certainly midarabban, they are prohibited, so you cannot use those extra growths. And they would eat the fallen fruit from beneath the trees on Shabbos, because they say maybe it fell off before Shabbos. But the Chachamim say, no, you have to be concerned that they fell off on Shabbos, therefore you cannot partake of them. And they would give peah from vegetables, even though the obligation of peah doesn't apply to vegetables. And the Chachamim say, people think that it is peah, so they won't take Shrumas Maestras from it. That's a problem. So, Umichu Biadam Chachamim. The Chachamim protested for these last three things. That was Mishnah Ches. Now it says Mishnah Tes. Another group of six things. Shisha Devaram Asa Chizkiah HaMelech. Six things Melech Chizkiah, King Chizkiah, did. Al Shlosha Hudulo, and then the Chachamim actually agreed with him on three of the things. But Al Shlosha Lo Hudulo, and three things they did not agree with him on. So what are these things? So here is what they did agree on. Gerar Atzmos Aviv Al Mita Shel Shel Chavalim. He dragged the bones of his father, whose father was Achaz. He dragged the bones of his father Achaz to the grave on a bed of ropes and not on a bed that befits a king, right? Because this is meant to be a disgrace for him, so it would hopefully serve as a kapara, an atonement for Achaz's terrible sins. V'hodulo, and the Chachamim were in agreement with this. Kitas nechash and nechoshes v'hodulo. He crushed the copper serpent that Moshe made back in the day because people were worshipping it, and the Chachamim were a big fan of this. Ganas sefer rufuos v'hodulo. He also hid the book of healing, the book of remedies, and the Chachamim were a fan of this as well. This book was, you know, sort of listing the various healing properties of plants, and Chizkiah hid it because people were using its instructions to cure themselves so quickly that illness didn't come to inspire them to have the feelings of submission and humility that are necessary when a person gets sick, right? There's ultimately a reason for getting sick, and this wouldn't allow people to experience those reasons. And so the Chachamim, agreed with him on this one as well. Ashlosha lo hudulo. There were three things they did not agree with him on. Kitzatz delasos shalhechal v'shigran lamelech Ashur. He cut down the doors from the base of Migdash that were made of gold and sent them to the king of Assyria as a sort of a tribute to him. Below hudulo, the Chachamim did not agree with this because he should have relied on the fact that Hashem would provide the necessary money to give to them. Sasa me gichon ha'elyon v'lo hodulo. He stopped the water of the upper gichon, right, that the Assyrian army might be coming to besiege Jerusalem, and so he said, let's stop the water so that they don't have the right drinking water in this army. But the Chachamim didn't agree with this because he should have trusted that Hashem was going to protect them. Iber nisan benisad v'lo hodulo. Excuse me. He prolonged the year by adding an extra month of Nisan in Nisan, but he shouldn't have done that, because once Nisan began, it's too late to add an extra month. So the Chachamim did not agree with this as well. That brings us to the end of Mishnah Tes and also of Perek Dalet. God willing, next time I'll continue with Perek Hey. But for now, have a wonderful day.